Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, the chapter on patience. Today's hadith an Abi Yahya Suhaib ibn Sinan radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajaban li amri al-mu'min inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair wa laysa dhalika li ahadin illa lil-mu'min in asabathu sarra'a shakara fa kana khayran lahu وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له رواه مسلم. As Suhaib ibn Sinan radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truly, definitely, excellent is the situation of a believer. Everything is to his advantage. إن الأمر كله له خير. Every single thing is to his advantage. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and explained what he meant. Because we might think that there's two types of condition. One is difficult condition and one is easy condition. One is hardship and one is ease. So how come Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that everything is to his advantage? In other words, whatever condition he's going through, that condition is better for him. It's an advantageous situation that he's going through. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains further that everything is to his advantage. And this is enjoyed none except him. None besides a believer can enjoy this type of favor. None besides a mu'min, a believer can enjoy this favor, that no matter what condition it is, that is an advantageous position. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, when he experiences happiness, he makes shukr, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is to his advantage. And when he experiences distress, he makes sabr, and this is also to his advantage. How beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us. In other words, that the writer of our taqdeer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written our taqdeer. And there can be nobody better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write our taqdeer. He is the best of writers. Allah ta'ala is alimun hakeem. Allah ta'ala is azizun hakeem. One is a person has power, but he doesn't have the brains to execute some action. So now he needs somebody who's got that brains, who's got the know-how to help him. He may have that muscle, that financial muscle, for example, or he may have strength, but he doesn't have ability to think and to ration. So somebody else has got it, he needs that assistance. Or sometimes a person is very intelligent, but he doesn't have any resources to help him to put that intelligence into play. But when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak says, Azizun Hakim, Allah Ta'ala has all the power and all the might to do anything. And Allah Ta'ala has all the wisdom to put that plan into place. So whatever is happening to us is part of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a Muslim thinks that whatever is happening to me, there is good in this. One person said in a nice way, although we don't toss a coin, but he gave an example. He says when a Muslim heads you win and tails you win. In other words, when you toss a coin, either you can win with heads or you can win with tails. He said, but for a mu'min, Allah Pak made it heads he wins, tails he wins. In good conditions, he's making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He's going through difficult conditions, he's making sabr. In both conditions, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him. And very often, we don't understand what hikmat there is in those difficult conditions we're going. Sometimes we experience some hardship, but later on, Allah Ta'ala shows a person that the difficulty you went through, there was so much of benefit hidden in that difficulty. Only later on, you'll see the benefit. For example, a person is becoming Hafiz al-Quran, a young child, a young boy becoming Hafiz. Through so much of difficulty, he has to wake up early in the morning, he has to learn his work, he has to go by the ustad. Sometimes the ustad will shout him, sometimes the ustad will hit him. But later on, he'll realize that all that effort was well worth it. Now I'm able to recite Quran Sharif. Like that, anything, a person, when he puts effort, it's difficult initially, later he's tasting the sweetness. So this is what is meant by sabr. That's why they say, sabr ke andar mithas hai. That inside, hidden inside sabr is some type of sweetness. But that sweetness is not tasted immediately. Later on, that person gets that sweetness of that sabr. Just one example, there was one person recently, he came to the madrasa and he mentioned that he had bought a new car, one of these new Mercedes Benz he had bought, he spent a lot of money on it, and within a short period of time, he happened to get a scratch on the car. There was a scratch, so it went from the back door to the front door on the driver's side, right through there was a big scratch. So he said that scratch actually scratched my heart. I could feel the pain in my heart, the new car I bought in such a bad scratch. But he says, anyway, I accepted this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlufli khayram minha. Those are the masnoon duas to read when a person goes through any difficulty. So anyway, he says, he gives his personal encounter. He says that once he was stopped at a robot. And when he stopped at a robot, he seen this whole action where some hijackers, they had stopped and they were coming straight for him with their guns, straight. They came to the guns to the window, and then another hijacker seen the scratch from the back door to the front door, and he pointed at the scratch and he said, leave him, let him go. So he said, Allah Ta'ala gave me one scratch, but he saved my whole car and he saved me also. They just seen that scratch there and they left me. Otherwise I had no defense. I was caught up the way they had jammed me. But this, he says, he saw the hikmat later on. So sometimes a person goes through that difficulty in hardship, but later on Allah Pak shows you that there's so much of benefit. And this is just one example. In everything we see, sometimes a person goes through loss of income, sometimes he goes through loss of family. Whatever it is, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I make sabr, it will be good for me. If I'm going through ease and comforts and I make shukr to Allah ta'ala, also in this is good for me. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.